welcome to another episode of Rock and Roll Flashback with your host, Bill Price.
This edition of Rock and Roll Flashback features the story of singer, guitarist, and actor Trini Lopez. During his active years from 1959 to 2020, he transitioned from a pop artist to acting. The history behind Trini's rise to fame had several interesting events, which will be revealed in this edition of Rock and Roll Flashback. Trinidad Lopez III was born on May 15, 1937, in Dallas, Texas. Lopez had a brother and four sisters. In his senior year of high school, he dropped out of school so that he could earn money to help support the family. Interestingly, for a short time, he played with Domingo Zamudio, who would later go on to form Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs. By the age of 15, he had formed his first band located in Wichita Falls, Texas. Later, around 1955, his group performed at a nightclub called the Vegas Club. Interestingly, the club was owned by Jack Ruby, who assassinated Lee Harvey Oswald, the man accused of killing President Kennedy in 1963. By 1957, Buddy Holly's father advised Lopez and his band, the Big Beats, to go to Clovis, New Mexico to see Norman Petty, who had been instrumental in working with Buddy Holly and the Crickets. Petty then secured a contract with Columbia Records on behalf of the band. First release was an instrumental, Clark's Expedition, with Big Boy as the B-side. Later, Lopez left the band and recorded his first solo composition for Volk Records, The Right to Rock. In 1959, he signed with King Records. Over a dozen singles were recorded. However, none were able to enter the record charts. Toward the end of 1962, the contract with King Records was terminated. Trini was then offered an opportunity to join Buddy Holly's Crickets as the new vocalist by producer Snuff Garrett. However, after several weeks of auditions, which were held in Los Angeles, the effort was terminated. While in Los Angeles, he began auditioning for work and began performing at the Ye Little Club in Beverly Hills. PJ's Nightclub, located in West Hollywood, was one of the first L.A. discotheques to open in the early 1960s. The club's owners, Bill Doherty, Paul Raffles, Phil Tanzini, Elmer Valentine, opened PJ's in 1961. Later, Tanzini and Valentine opened another club, the legendary Whiskey A Go-Go. Some of the artists that performed at PJ's include Johnny Rivers, the Bobby Fuller Four, the Standells, and Rufus Thomas. Trini learned that Frank Sinatra frequently visited PJ's, so he decided to perform there so he could meet Frank. Lopez was initially hired to perform for a three-week engagement. However, once Trini began performing, that three-week engagement turned into a year and a half, playing five shows every night. Within a month after performing at PJ's, Sinatra showed up and offered Lopez an eight-year contract on Frank's Reprise record label. Two live albums were then recorded in the main room of PJ's nightclub. In 1963, the debut live album, Trini Lopez at PJ's, was released. It featured a cover of Pete Seeger's If I Had a Hammer. The single climbed to number one in 36 countries and was number three in the U.S. It soon sold over a million copies and earned a gold disc. Also on the album was a cover of La Bamba, a traditional Mexican song that was released as a single in 1966. Later in 1963, a second live album was recorded titled By Popular Demand, More Trini Lopez at PJ's. The album featured Green Green, a song that was written by Randy Sparks and Barry McGuire, and recorded by the new Christy Minstrels earlier that same year. Due to his success and being a guitar player, Gibson Guitars asked Trini to design a guitar in 1964. He designed two models, the Trini Lopez Standard, based on the Gibson ES-335, a semi-hollow body, and the Lopez Deluxe, a variation of a Gibson jazz guitar. The two guitar models were in production from 1964 to 1971. The guitars are now sought after by collectors. Two of the owners of the Lopez models are Dave Grohl of the band Foo Fighters and Noel Gallagher of Oasis. By 1968, Lopez had 13 singles that made it onto the charts, which included Lemon Tree in 1965, I'm Coming Home, Cindy in 1966, and Sally Was a Good Old Girl in 1968. He also had 15 hits, which made it into the Adult Contemporary chart, which included the top 10 singles Michael, Gonna Get Along Without You Now, and The Bramble Bush, a song he sang in the movie The Dirty Dozen. In addition to his recording success, his nightclub appearances enabled him to become one of the top performers in the U.S. and a regular headliner in Las Vegas. In 1969, NBC televised a Trini Lopez variety special that featured the surf group The Ventures and Nancy Ames. The soundtrack from the program was released, called The Trini Lopez Show, which featured Trini singing his hits along with The Ventures as the backing band. During this time, he continued touring Europe and Latin America extensively. Then in 1978, he attempted a comeback by releasing a disco album. However, it failed to generate any interest. In addition to his music career, he ventured into motion picture and television acting. However, it was not as successful as his music. His first movie role in 1965 was Marriage on the Rocks, where he appeared in a nightclub scene. Sinner Man, from the film's soundtrack, climbed to number 54 on the pop charts and number 12 on the adult contemporary chart. In 1967, he was one of the characters in the film The Dirty Dozen, and in 1970, he appeared as himself in The Sphinx. On television, he appeared on the Hardy Boys, Nancy Drew mystery series, and made two appearances on the Adam 12 series. In 1993, a gold palm star on the Palm Springs, California Walk of Stars was dedicated to Trini Lopez. A documentary film titled My Name is Lopez was released in 2022, which included a history of his life, career, performances, and interviews. In 2003, he was inducted into the International Latin Music Hall of Fame. On his 71st birthday, he was inducted into the Las Vegas Walk of Stars. At the age of 83, Trini Lopez died on August 11, 2020, in Palm Springs, California, due to complications associated with COVID-19. This has been a look back at the history behind Trini Lopez, his rise to fame, and career.
This has been another episode of Rock and Roll Flashback with your host, Bill Price. And until next time,
rock on, rock on, rock on, rock on, rock on.